If you live or work in Troy and have a car, you've done this 1,000 times. You're heading into Troy. You're turning onto the Green Island Bridge. There's that yield sign. Sometimes you rely on your peripheral vision. Other times, you really have to look to see if it's clear. But what if you were looking to see what was coming and didn't see the bicyclist who was already there until it was too late? And you heard and felt a crunch. How would you feel? Horrified? Now imagine that you are the bicyclist.
My name's Danielle Marino, and the accident happened. Actually, I shouldn't say accident. It's actually a crash when you get hit. It's someone's fault, right? Even if it's the road's fault, it doesn't happen by accident. So the crash happened on September 30th at around 5:30 p.m. So I was coming home from work. I work in Green Island. I live in Troy, and I've been working there for 3 years now at Ecovative. And I was, just on my normal commute. I typically ride on the road because it's actually illegal in New York State to ride on sidewalks, even though I constantly get honked at to get on the sidewalk because motorists don't understand that cyclists are vehicles. So I was riding in the road and I turned left onto the bridge. And see, you have to cross like 4 lanes of traffic basically to turn. So I crossed over and then went to go onto the other side of the road, and the cars coming out of the yield rear-ended me. They like just didn't see me because they're looking back there and they're looking this way for pedestrians. So it's hard, and there's no stop sign. So they're just like moving and looking all these places, and like it's an accident waiting to happen.
So the car that hit you had come up from the south on Lower Hudson Avenue.
Yep. They were accelerating out of the yield and rear-ended me. So they were probably going like 15 or 20 at that point, and just didn't see me. They stopped immediately, and they both got out of the car, and like they called 911 because it knocked me basically right into the road and skidded across the pavement and squished my back tire. Like, if they hadn't stopped, they would have run me over. Like, I was essentially right in the front of the car. I remember thinking, like, I was down on the road, and I just, like, I heard all the metal clanging around, and I was like, I have to get up and get to the side of the road because this car's going to run me over, or another car's going to run me over. But I couldn't move because my legs were, like, on my bike still, and, like, I was sideways sort of on the ground, so I just, like, I think I blacked out for maybe, like, a second, because then they were both out of the car when I, like, looked up, and so I was just, like, in shock for a little bit. But, yeah, I'm really, really happy they stopped and called, because they could have easily just, it could have been a hit and run, and they could have left me in the road to literally get hit. So, and they, like, the guy who hit me was very apologetic. Like, he was crying. He didn't even, like, he was like, I didn't even see you, I'm so sorry. So, like, I feel bad for him too, because like he had to go through that, like hitting someone and the fear of hitting someone, because it's just, I mean, if we stand here long enough, you'll probably see a near accident. And the roads are also built to highway spec, so they're much wider. Like, they're just built for speed and built to get cars moving as fast as possible, which is really unsafe for people that are on foot or on bikes or in wheelchairs or with strollers. Like, it doesn't accommodate any other form of transportation.
Do you know what the speed limit is here?
I believe it's 30. But I know people exceed that constantly, so I'm actually not, like, it must be higher or everyone's breaking the law. I don't know.
So this is part of it right here. I mean, we're crossing the street right now and we have the walk signal, but it also allows and encourages, obviously with the light pattern, for people coming from George Street on Green Island to turn into us. Given the general lack of pedestrians down here, people aren't looking for us.
There's a lot of really awesome solutions that cities have implemented to make it safer for pedestrians. Simple things like giving the pedestrians a lead time so their light changes sooner than the car's light. So they're already halfway across the road so that the cars can see them and aren't just turning into them. That's like a timing thing. Like, it doesn't take any extra infrastructure. and you're crossing four lanes of traffic, but they're wide lanes. So it took us the whole time, and we're relatively fast walkers. If we were potentially like senior citizens that maybe walk a little bit slower or had an injury, like we're on crutches or something, we wouldn't be able to cross the street in time. So
you have had conversations with the mayor of Green Island, correct?
Yes. I met with her a couple weeks after the accident.
Did you have a proposal for the mayor, and how did she react?
So,
and what is her name?
Yeah, her name is Ellen McNulty Ryan. And the reason I reached out to her in the first place was after the crash, I had reached out to some friends, and they learned what happened, and they're also active in the community. And one of them had told me about a proposal. They got a grant for $400,000. They were awarded this money for implementation of a bike lane across the Green Island Bridge to connect the Empire State Trail, which goes through Green Island, and really goes from Canada to New York City. It's a really extensive trail network. This is one of the areas that is, I think, the least safe on the entire trail. But they wanted to connect that trail, the Empire State Trail, with Troy. And so they had some, it was the Hudson River Valley Greenway had some excess grant money. And they said this would be a really good spot for it. Here's money for implementation. You just have to get everyone to sign on board, basically. So there's already a proposed plan for a cycle track, a two-way cycle track that goes across the bridge. A cycle track is basically two bike lanes right next to each other, where one way the bikes are going in one direction and they're going the other way. and it would be... The mayor of Green Island was opposed to it at first because it would remove a lane of traffic, and she thought that it would just like create so much congestion in this area if there was one less lane. But there's a lot of reasons that isn't true. Studies have shown that it's actually safer to have three lanes, a center turning lane and then one lane of traffic on either side. Because you have less chances for impact. So it's safer for motorists, it's safer for pedestrians and cyclists. So she basically didn't approve that plan, and the mayor of Troy also didn't approve it because he didn't want to oppose the mayor of Green Island. So that is sort of the background that I understand. In speaking with her, she seemed open to ideas and solutions for a safer bridge. So she is actually in talks with DOT right now. And I know there's a meeting on December 17th with the mayor of Green Island and the mayor of Troy and some other members, some other players.
And all previously well-funded plans aside, what would you like to see happen here? What do you think would make this intersection safe?
I definitely think three lanes of traffic would be safer for everyone. So that would be a positive thing, because then there's room for sidewalks on both sides. There's room for bike paths. If it's a cycle track or a bike path on either side, like, I'm not a traffic engineer. I will leave it up to the experts. But I also think a roundabout, instead of this confusing intersection, I think a roundabout would make it a lot more pedestrian friendly and also a better traffic flow.
So besides this meeting of the mayors and the Department of Transportation, you know, where does this go from here?
I guess we'll see after the 17th. We'll see what happens and what other actions we'll have to take. but I definitely, I mean, I still have to bike to work every day, or, you know, I really would like to see a change. So I'm going to do whatever it takes. if it means trying to meet with the mayor again or get other players involved. At this point, everyone is well aware of the problem. I have sent a formalized letter to Green Island saying it's a prior legal notice of a defect, so that if anyone else gets hurt at this intersection without, since they have the funds to improve it and they've been notified that there's something wrong with it, they're liable for that. So hopefully people will know about that. I hope no one else gets hurt, but if they do, the city can be liable.